here. Note to self, Trump-hating media, do not take calls from Jeffrey Toobin. That's number one on my list today. No calls from Mr. Toobin. Okay, check. We got that. Hunter Biden's email, is it real? Well, nobody's denying it. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Jenny Beth Martin here, president of the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund. Jenny Beth, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, I haven't heard one member of the Biden team, not one, not Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, who knows where he might be. Nobody is denying the authenticity of this laptop, which includes pay-to-play schemes involving Joe Biden, payoffs from Ukraine that is piped through Europe, money coming in from Russia, deals with China. Nobody has denied the authenticity of this laptop. Doesn't that tell us all something quite clear?
It does. If they were denying it, calling the emails fake, saying that there was no deal with companies in China or that he did not receive money from Ukraine or the former mayor of Russia, that would be one thing. But we're not hearing any of that. What we are, then we could at least say, well, they're denying it, but they have failed to do that. So there's only one reason why they would not deny it, and that's because they don't want to be caught later when corroboration arrives, like it did on Friday with Shannon Bream on Fox News, that, pardon me, that the emails are real and legitimate.
Sure.
So instead, he's just saying it's part of a smear campaign and criticizing the media when they ask about it, but not denying it,
yeah,
not giving
no
us any details
whatsoever.
Either.
In fact, Glenn Greenwald, who created The Intercept, a liberal journalist. Let's be fair about who Glenn Greenwald is. He's a left-of-center, very liberal journalist, very involved in the Edward Snowden stories when all of that was coming out. He tweeted a couple of things yesterday. I think it's worthy of sharing. Is there a single journalist willing to say with a straight face they believe the emails relating to the Bidens are either fabricated or otherwise fraudulently altered, but the Bidens just aren't willing to say so? There has to be some willingness. There has to be some limits to your willingness to go to bat for them. He's calling out the liberal media for protecting the Bidens, circling the wagons, and nobody telling the truth. And the truth is, if this wasn't Hunter Biden's laptop, they would say so. My real question is to Christopher Wray, how the hell have you had this for 10 months and we've heard nothing about it? Your thoughts?
They should have given us this information back during the impeachment hearing. So much of the impeachment hearing was about President Trump wondering what was going on with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden with Ukraine. And the American people had a right to know if there was information in the hands of the FBI that would have backed up what the essence of what President Trump was wondering to begin with about Ukraine and the Bidens. And the FBI, I think they've done a tremendous disservice to the American people by not being honest and straightforward with us again. It's not like it's the first time. It's repeatedly when it comes to President Trump.
Sure. Now, let's move on to the court packing issue. I don't know that it's necessary for the Democrats to talk about court packing anymore. I mean, after all, John Roberts once again yesterday demonstrates that he's part of the liberal wing of the court. It's not a 6-3 court, even with Amy Coney Barrett. It's a 5-4 court at best, with John Roberts siding with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, allowing ballots to be counted for days after the end of the election in Pennsylvania, key swing state. John Roberts not siding with the conservatives on the court, but with the activist liberal justices. It's heartbreaking. It's repulsive. Your thoughts?
That is absolutely repulsive, especially with my understanding that what they are trying to do by extending this deadline is actually a violation of the law in Pennsylvania. It's one thing if their legislature goes and passes a brand new law and they say, okay, well, we passed this law and now we're going to live by it. But they're just making things up when it comes to elections. And John Roberts is allowing that to stand. It's exactly what we do not want to see happen from the Supreme Court. We want them to look at the law, and we want them to apply the Constitution to the written law. But Joe Biden, even though I'm with you, it would be a 5-4 court at best. I think that Joe Biden is going to wind up adding additional justices just to ensure that the radical leftists have more people on the court to do things their way. Because
well,
after
the terrible thing about that is
that created.
Yeah, adding six unelected judges leftist judges, six unelected judges, to become an ultra-powerful legislature, if you will. Because we've seen the way the activist judges act in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals when they're allowed to run wild. It's been reined in because the judge is appointed by Donald Trump. But prior to that, Jenny Beth, it's been a court that ran wild, and that would be overrunning the people. So that's another reason that we cannot vote for Joe Biden. And here's the thing, though. I have to ask about Joe Biden's health today. Joe Biden calling a lid for 4 days in a row here with just a couple of weeks to go in the election and saying that it's debate prep, I find that hard to believe. It makes me wonder, is there a health issue, a health concern? No candidate in my lifetime has ever pulled off from campaigning with 2 weeks to go before Election Day, even those that were getting clobbered. John McCain stuck it out. Those that are, you know, ahead or allegedly ahead, they don't pull off the campaign trail, right?
No, they certainly do not. So it's very, very strange that this is going on. He's not going to campaign at all. He's not going to answer questions from the media. And he's doing nothing for 3 days, 2 weeks before the election. And he's just gone AWOL. It's a very bizarre thing. We want a president who is going to step up and do his job and can handle juggling multiple responsibilities at the same time. And he's not showing the American people he's capable of doing that.
That's exactly right. Jenny Beth Martin here for Tea Party Patriots. Greatly appreciate you being here, the Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund, to be accurate. Jenny Beth, we're almost down to it. I see the polls are migrating in the president's direction. I think the energy is out there. We will talk a couple of times before we get to Election Day. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
There you have it. We're going to take a quick break. Straight ahead, David Kallman, then Michael Dougherty here on the program. Coming up just a little bit later, Judge Jeanine Pirro will be joining me. Judge Jeanine will be here. I wonder what she thinks about Hunter Biden. Oh, I bet she has something to say here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.